Do you like what you do every day? If so, why? And if not, why not? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Every day, we spend countless hours on personal business, family and friend business, church or community service business, volunteer business, home business, and the business people pay you to do. Every day, you go to work. You provide a service or you make something, sell something, arrange and organize, and people pay you to do it. Every day, you go to work. You manage and administer, build or fix, process and plan, execute and excel, and people pay you to do it. Every day, you preside, press agendas, set goals, formulate action plans, help and assist. Every day, you punch a clock, sign in, sign on, put on a name tag or a badge, examine, train, teach, counsel, dispense. Every day, you do something that people pay you to do, or you pay yourself. The question I raise, do you like the something that you do every day that people pay you to do? Recent statistics indicate that only 45% of Americans are satisfied with their work, and which is the lowest level recorded in the 22 years that this particular survey has been given. 51% of the people surveyed found their jobs interesting, and 64% of the people under the age of 25 are unhappy at work. Can this be laid at the feet of the economy? Is it because we're happy to have the job, even if we don't like the job we have? Or we take any job, just as long as it pays the bills? When you don't like what you do every day, you hate going to work. You drag your feet in completing assignments. You treat coworkers and customers poorly. You watch the clock because you can't wait to get out of there. Talk bad about where you work and who you work for and what you do. Achieve less on a regular basis and have more negative than positive interactions with those who are around you. Now, I could remind you to do all to the glory of God, no matter what the job is. Or I could tell you, learn all you can where you are until a door opens somewhere else. Develop your skills that may be needed later on, or look for growth opportunities. In the Bible, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. His responsibilities prior to that included wearing a coat of many colors and taking lunch to the boys who had sheep responsibilities. He was in a precarious position, not of his own choosing. He had to do it, but he used the position to develop management skills. He learned how to handle Potiphar's business. He perhaps learned how to handle coworker relationships, supply and demand, found out he had some good leadership skills, and those skills were tried and tested. Did he like what he did every day? I think not. But when the opportunity presented itself to help Pharaoh manage a famine in the land, he had already cut his teeth managing Potiphar's affairs. He got what he could from the position he was in, and when it came time for God to put him in position to save Egypt and eventually his family, he was already ready. Do you like what you do every day? If so, praise the Lord. If not, what gift, skill, strength, or talent can you work on until something better comes along? What skill can you further develop that honors your spirit and honors the Lord? For when the time is right, you'll be able to stretch out on it. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.